I'm going to imagine you're all like 5-year-olds now. Just my friend Jessica. Okay, so probably 8 years ago, I started going to the family hair right here at Giant Eagle, Famous Hair. And met this girl, sweet girl. You know how sometimes you just click with someone and just realize she's a single mom. Just really felt like she'd talk about her girls. My kids were about the same age. You know, chit chat. Anyways, probably a year later, I never saw her again. So I'm just like, okay, you know, whatever that was for that period of time. Well, probably back in November, I was at Walmart and I was going past the hair cutting place in Walmart. And I look over and I'm like, I didn't even remember her name. I had no clue, you know, what her name was. But I was walking past and I'm like, I think that's her. I don't want to be weird and be like, hey, you remember me. And so I went in Walmart again, which I don't go there often. And I looked and it was just like, you need to go get Adam's haircut. I'm like, yeah, he does need a haircut. I even took my groceries out to the car. I was like, ugh. I'm like, okay, buddy, do you guys want to do this? And Alyssa's like, we need to go in there. So I'm like, okay, you know, listen to your kids sometimes. But like, so we went in there and I walked up and she looked at me. She's like, oh, I remember you. Like from years ago. And I'm like, yeah, I just thought I'd stop. And as she was cutting the hair, like we instantly got in this deeper conversation. And she was just like, yeah, I don't know what's going on in my life right now. So we just started talking. And before I left, I'm like, God was like, you need to invite her out to shine. You know, you need to stay in connection with her. So I just said, hey, she's like, well, I live in Canton now, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, if you ever get out, if you want to come out, bring your kids. Well, I was like, Nate, you should get your hair cut. Because I knew there was something more. Like, I was supposed to pursue her, but I didn't want to be a weirdo like, hey. So Nate went and got his hair cut, and we're like, oh, let's just go along with Nate. Well, we ended up talking and talking to her. And a few weeks later, she brought her kids out to Shine. And then she was like, I want to try your church out. Well, that exact time when she decided, like, yes, I want to reconnect with God, everything changed in her life. She had to move to Alliance, 5 minutes from the church. Like, everything fell into place. Like, I couldn't make it up. Well, then she came here on a Sunday morning. Her car broke down. The first Sunday she came, her car broke down. And I was like, I'm hoping she's coming, praying for her here. Her and her girls, it was one of those really cold Sunday mornings. She was like, she said, I looked up and said, not today, devil. And she walked the three girls here. I mean, it took him 20 minutes to walk here. And she came in and I think it was Bill preaching that Sunday. Anyways, everything she heard that Sunday, she went home and they closed down the hair shop at Walmart. She lost her managing position. Everything fell apart. And she said, if she would not have come and heard that word, she would not have been, that's what held her, is that fresh word from God that day. And from then on, like, her boyfriend, just God moved it. And she was here last night, and just their whole family has changed. Like, the girls are worshiping, and that's touched her heart. Like, their whole, it's just crazy. Like, from one decision, you never know, you know, if you get that check to reach out, you never know, it could change. And, like, I've seen a transformation from November till now. Like, only God can do it. But like, just to step out and go out of that comfort zone and just step out, because you never know. And like, now her kids are worshiping Jesus. Like, that would not have happened. So
I'm gonna meet with them next, I think next week to talk
about
it. They want to get water baptized.
Yeah. So it's just, and like, they came on Christmas Eve. And you know when you just got that feeling that God is moving in someone's life and you just want to encourage them, be that encouragement. You know, there's different things God's put on my heart, so I'll just text her. And, you know, every time they've come to church too, God has specifically, whatever has been spoken, is like, she's like, I feel like they're talking straight to me. So it's pretty neat how, anyways, I'll stop talking.
So that, I mean, that's obviously being led by the Lord, but it was just, you know, just the course of life. You're there. You see something, you just take a step, little detour, and look how this family's been impacted. You know, so praise God.
Amen.